Thanks, little Fex. Can you believe that he's 5.5 years old now? It's amazing. Due to circumstances beyond our control, Kagome and I will be postponing the start of the September mini-event by a week. Barring any unforeseen complications, the event will begin on Saturday, September 12th, and end on Saturday, September 19th. During this week, you'll be able to do a simple quest to find lost pets and reunite them with their owners. Our next big event will be Halloween Havoc, orchestrated by the world builder Morpheus. We'll talk more about it in next month's update. Here's a list of significant changes from August. Drock added a no-put flag for objects that players want to exclude from put all. A variety of new forged items were added for increased granularity with weapon speeds with certain base types. Drock is not planning on adding any more since we now have 69 forged weapons. Bundles of sticks can now be used to mass-produce batches of arrows, bolts, and darts. A new brew-only treatment, Endure Elements, that can subtly nudge fire, cold, and lightning resistance on objects, was added. Judging the effect this will have on the game will be extensive, so don't expect Drock to make any more brewed treatments for a long time. Labels can be added to containers, crafted or not, using the craft label command. This should help with advanced inventory management for those that like everything neatly packed and sorted. There may be upgrades to carving foraged holiday pumpkins for greater customization. Note Drock said may. Improvements, additions, and fixes were made for the Thirsty Thursday challenges. Drock will create at least 2 more Thursday Thirsty challenges in the near future because they are fun to make and people seem to enjoy them. For September, Drock is busy working on level 45 plus content, both built and procedurally generated, as well as gearing up for a Thanksgiving event. This is a very involved project that will not leave him with a lot of time for other things, but he will fix any bug reports brought his way. While my brother is busy with that, I'll be doing my part by retooling some event zones from past years into high-level content. I'm also going to devote some time to improving the block command. As for other long-term goals, we have the following for October and beyond. Morpheus is still working on Nightmare Plane solo and group 4 areas in preparation to release for his Halloween event. As usual, he's also on point when it comes to fixing typos and generally repairing things that people break, including some stuff in the latest batch of areas that we've released, so kudos to him. Drock has a small number of spooky treats he's getting ready for Halloween. Drock would like to do something more with lapidary orbs, but he doesn't have any good ideas. Do you? Feel free to mudmail them to him, or to me, whoever. For those interested, Drock is going to be working on the archery contest weekday event for Tuesdays after the Thanksgiving event. He hopes to have something up and running after Alter Aeon's 26th anniversary. My family and I have started a new tabletop Dungeons & Dragons campaign based on the game. We plan to do a session every 2 weeks, and after each, I narrate what happened and release it here. Subscribe to our YouTube channel in order to listen to our exciting adventures set in the world of Alter Aeon. One more thing. After 17 years as a rule carrier associate for the United States Postal Service, I have received a promotion. I now have my very own mail route, an auxiliary route evaluated at about 5 hours per day. I have opted for what is called the 5-and-1 scheme. meaning that I will continue to work an 8-hour day on Saturdays. This means that I will work about 33 hours a week, a far cry from the 50 that I am usually accustomed to. While it is true that with less hours, my monetary income will be less than before, I will gain a number of less tangible benefits. My hope is that one of those will be spending more time with you, the community of Alter Aeon.